We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome the program author, podcaster, speaker, Marisa Jones. Marisa, how are you? And you know what? When I think about specifically what you're doing to help women mental health wise, it's just a tremendous thing. And especially with your podcast and really bringing awareness for mental health, you should be commended.
Thank you. It's so important. And I'm really happy to be doing what I'm doing. It's been a progression of, 30 years working in the corporate world and then my personal life and the challenges I've overcome. And now I put that all together and I'm helping others to achieve the same mental balance that I have. And it's really exciting to be doing this type of work.
Absolutely. So let's just jump right into this. And we're going to talk about a topic today. You help, again, employers, employees at companies, at Fortune 500 companies and, corporations, help their employers get through certain mental health issues and dealing with challenges and different things like that. But more our topic today, we're going to talk about self-care for employees, the challenges that they're going through on a regular basis with self-care. The word self-care is just a newer word. Some people have used that buzzword a bit, but it's something that is forgotten, especially when you get caught up with work and family life. You forget self-care. And especially for employees, how can they start to take care of themselves better through self-care?
So I think when people think of self-care, there's things like, getting your nails done, to getting your hair done and going to the spa. And then other people look at it like doing yoga or doing going to work out. But not everyone has that kind of time in the day to block out an hour to 3 hours to take care of themselves. So when I think about self-care, it's about thinking about taking care of your mental health and your physical health throughout the day. And so even though you're very busy throughout the day, as employees of a company, we need to make sure that we take the time either between meetings or lunch breaks to take care of ourselves. And that's when we can rejuvenate and kind of re-energize so that we can continue going throughout the day and be able to support and work with our colleagues efficiently and then support the people around us.
So key. So give us some tips for employees at work for self-care wise while still doing their job and doing it on a regular basis, especially when you have lunch breaks or breaks or just different ways.
I think there's so many different ways. I think one of the biggest things is if you can go outside. So, even if it's for a 10-minute walk or if it's to walk from one building to another or walking to a nearby place to get lunch, taking a few minutes, but if you have a few minutes, all it takes is 10 minutes. If you can step outside and just stand quietly for a moment outside, if you're able, take your shoes off, put your feet in the ground and start grounding, feeling the grass, feeling the earth. It's so energizing and you don't realize how much that those few moments can really help you. So if you're stressed and you're just rushing around, you can slip out quietly. Most of us have a few minutes throughout the day where we can break away. So if you can step outside, I would say that's the first recommendation. And in those moments, just be silent. Don't work on your phone. Take some slow, deep breaths and just reconnect with yourselves and kind of check in. If you can't make it outside, then go find yourself an empty office and close the door. No one has to, know what you're doing, whether you're working or calling someone, but, take down a few notes, find a quiet space and just kind of block out all the noise and be yourself. That's really important to be able to think about what it is you're feeling, right? Because we get stressed out going from meeting to meeting to meeting, and it's always about someone else and what we need to do for someone else. But even just sitting quietly and taking time for a moment for yourself to just breathe deeply and slowly and kind of feel how you're feeling, it's amazing how much that re-energizes you throughout the day.
It truly re-energizes you. And it's something that's so, so important. Any other types of self-care? It's harder as the employee, but I guess there could be ways of doing it before you get home from work as well. But give us some, some other self-care ideas.
One of my favorite things to do is if you, what I call it, decompressing on your way home. So if you're commuting, Or if you even work from home, you need that time to decompress, to let your mind kind of close out the day. And so sometimes when I'm having a really busy day on my way home, I'll even just text, my family and say, "Hey, I'm decompressing." And that means don't call me, don't expect anything to me. I need that time to kind of close out, because if I don't have that time to decompress, the minute I walk in the door, I'm still carrying my workload with me. I'm still thinking about all the things I have to do, the emails I have to send, the things that I have to, do tomorrow morning. So that time to decompress, because you need to find a way to transition from work life to personal life. And that's really important that you find a way to find that flow.
Totally find that flow, find a way to find that flow. And that decompression, I remember that, I couldn't wait to listen to, political talk driving home from when I was teaching, all day teaching. And then it's okay, I got an hour in commute. It's okay, it's time to kind of decompress, listen to that music or make some phone calls, but really it's smart to kind of let go. And then you're traveling or driving or different places like that when you're flying as well. That's a perfect time to decompress. Shut yourself down.
Absolutely.
Shut down what you're doing. Go ahead.
And I want to correct, don't make any phone calls. Absolutely not. That
Okay, I'm
time
not
is
the right
for
person.
you. That time is for you. So listen to a podcast, listen to some meditation music. You can meditate in the car while you're driving, right? You can do that. You can find those silent moments. You can pray. You can listen to the radio and dance while you're driving in the car. It's about you, and the focus is yourself. I think, making phone calls in the car is a distraction, and it doesn't allow you. You're still talking to someone, whether it's work or personal life. You want to make sure it's all about you.
I'm finding out many people are not using their PTO anymore. They're not taking the paid time off. How important is that in self-care to make sure you're taking your vacation days, you're taking your PTO days, you're not just thinking you have to be locked to work and that you're afraid to miss?
You have to take that time off. We are so limited, especially in the US. We are so limited. We have 2 to 4 weeks vacation, maybe 6 weeks if you've been at a company a long time. In other countries, they have months off. They have, what we would call a sabbatical here in the US. You have to take that time, even if it's, every Friday during the summertime, or every Monday during the summertime, or half days. But you have to take that time off and make it about yourself, and take that time for your family, your friends, yourself, and make yourself a priority. Because I hate to say this, but companies, when it comes down to it, and they have to make cuts, they'll be so quick to cut to let you go, that you have to, make yourself a priority. Don't give too much of yourself to your organization. You can give yourself to your company and do it with quality time and quality performance, but you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to the company as well, because when you rejuvenate, you have some extra time off, you come back stronger. If you don't have the ability to walk away because you're the only person who can do this particular job, you need to put systems in place so that you can walk away, so that somebody can cover for you, and that you have a backup, or that you plan something around a schedule. But it's important to make sure that you take that time for yourself, because you absolutely need it for your mental health.
All right, best place people can find information on you, Marisa. Where can they go?
MyEverydayBeing.com, or find me at the WomenCEOAndReflection.com podcast.
Appreciate it, Marisa. Take care.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.